Immigration officers have placed thousands of detainees into solitary confinement as punishment for minor offenses, things like sharing a cup of coffee or giving another detainee a haircut. That's according to a new report from The Intercept and the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, which reviewed more than 8,000 incidents of solitary confinement in detention centers operated by ICE. ICE is supposed to use solitary confinement as a last resort, but the report found that officials were using the punishment with alarming frequency. Mariam Saleh is with The Intercept and is part of the reporting team on this story. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Mariam.
It's good to be back. Thank you.
So how did you begin to access the information? Was this through public records requests?
Yeah, so through a public records request, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists obtained these logs of ICE's use of solitary confinement. It was this huge data set, huge spreadsheet with a lot of information. There was a process of cleaning it up, figuring out what was actually there. And it turned out that we had more than 8,400 logs of individual placements in solitary confinement over about a five-year period from 2012 to early 2017.
What do we know about the amount of time that people spent in solitary confinement? And could you describe what solitary confinement means in terms of these detainees?
Yeah, so solitary confinement, it's commonly known to be, you know, when an individual spends at least 22 hours a day in complete isolation with no human contact about 7 days a week. So they're often in basically boxes, essentially small boxes where they're spending almost all of their time with little to no human interaction, even in the 1 or 2 hours that they're released from that box and allowed to walk around a yard or so on. And so in the records that we had, the 8,400 logs or so, we saw that more than half of the people had stays in solitary confinement that lasted more than 15 days. There were close to 200 instances where somebody was detained for more than 6 months. And in about 32 of those cases, the individual had spent more than a year or more in solitary confinement in almost complete isolation.
Now, we know that the use of solitary confinement, at least outside of immigration, is often used for various reasons in our criminal justice system. What are some of the reasons that that these folks are being put into solitary confinement?
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, the way they lay it out is that their segregation is, that's what they call it. It's used for disciplinary reasons and for administrative reasons. But, you know, through our review of the logs and through interviews with current and former detainees, we saw all kinds of reasons. We saw dozens of cases of people, you know, it appeared had been placed in solitary because of a disability. There are cases where it can be determined that a stay in general population might not be safe. And then so an individual is placed in isolation as a result of that. We see that often with LGBTQ detainees. But we've also seen, you know, the most common thing that we saw in the logs that we reviewed was, you know, for fighting, that could be horseplay, something like that. And, you know, something that stood out to us is, you know, ICE's their own directive, their own requirements say that segregation should be used as a last resort, particularly for people with mental illness or some other sort of special vulnerability. But it seemed to us that it was actually often being used as the first resort. And, you know, all kinds of placement reasons from, you know, a consensual kiss, to somebody giving somebody else a haircut, somebody who had hidden a green pepper in their sock was placed in solitary, things like that.
What is the impact that solitary confinement has had on detainees?
I mean, the impact on mental health of solitary confinement, it's well known, it's been well studied. It's been likened to torture, specifically when it exceeds 15 days. And like I said, more than half the cases that we reviewed were stays of confinement of longer than 15 days or 15 days or longer. The former detainees that we spoke to, you know, they talk about even after being released for several months, they're experiencing sleeplessness, they're having hallucinations, they're imagining themselves back in that space of confinement. It really, really takes a toll on their mental health. And what's alarming, especially, you know, the impact on mental health is well documented. In more than a third of the cases that the logs that we reviewed, the individual detainee already had a mental illness. And so just looking at the possibilities in which that stay of isolation, being alone for 22 hours a day, could lead to a further degradation in their mental health, that was remarkable.
How do these policies on solitary confinement sort of square with what happens internationally, with international standards?
I mean, the United States, you know, in immigration or in the larger criminal context, is seen as an outlier with the frequency in which solitary confinement is used. It's definitely used more frequently throughout the United States than it is in other parts of the world.
How did ICE respond to your reporting?
Yeah, so ICE's official response to us was that segregation, which is a term that they use, is used to protect the detainees and other people in the facility from harm. You know, they pointed out that they have these policies and procedures that they follow, et cetera. But, you know, one thing that we've seen since publishing our reporting last week is that Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut has called for a congressional hearing into the findings of our report. He sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And so, you know, possibly something could come of that. But ICE, at least, has not so far indicated that it's going to be following up or making any changes.
Maryam Saleh is a reporter for The Intercept and part of a team that reported on the use of solitary confinement in ICE detention facilities. Thank you for your reporting, Maryam.
Thanks so much.